Blog Talk Radio.
All righty, folks, here we are. It's the Patriot Nation Radio Show. Yes, indeed. Here we go. If you're there in the... Hey, there's Bill Muckler. What's happening, Bill? My homegirl's there. LaDonna. Hello, LaDonna. How are you? Linda Smith is there. My homegirl. Sandra Wood is there also. Let's see. Mary Beth. Jim Thompson. Gary Binford. Nation Savers 2018. Folks, head on over and get some truth. Other ways of finding truth. Gary Binford. Nation Savers 2018. Andy Fuller's watching. What's the happening, everybody? Deborah Robinson's watching. Steve Mitchell's watching. Thanks, everybody, for tuning in. We're going to be talking tonight about We Build the Wall. Doing amazing, amazing things all over the place, but especially at the border. Our good friend Steve Ronnebeck is going to join us again. I believe he's going to have some folks with him as well. And we are going to talk about this whole deal on the border. We build the wall. Just check this out. I got advertised for my friends. I need to advertise for these guys. They're doing Patriot Nation.
You are listening to Patriot Nation Radio Live, 347-637-3942. You are listening to Patriot Nation Radio Live, 347-637-3942.
I don't know what's happening here, folks. It's got a mind of its own. Let's see if it continues to do this. It's supposed to be my top of the hour break where we're advertising LibertyRush.com, social media without the libtarded rhetoric, Dave Bray, DaveBrayUSA.com, Music on a Mission, the Storyteller Edition, and our friend Paul over at patriotshit.com. Now notice, folks, that's backwards. That's not. So the camera's backwards. I just got my flag flipped around so it reads the right way. But patriotshit.com. Head on over to patriotshit.com. I don't know what's going on. Soundboard's doing crazy stuff. Without further ado, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to start talking right away. Thanks, Mary Beth. Thanks, everybody. Hello, everybody, again. Let me just write it in there for everybody. Hello, everyone. Bam. All right, here we go. Ladies and gentlemen, without further ado, I'm going to bring in right now Steve Ronnebeck. The last piece, I posted the picture of the last section being placed on this particular project where they literally moved mountains. Amazing things happening. Through We Build the Wall, Brian Colsage, and WeBuildTheWall.us. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the show. Once again, our good friend, he's like a pal now. He's part of he's almost a co-host. Comes on so many times. Ladies and gentlemen, Steve Ronnebeck. What's up, Steve?
Hey, Mark. What's going on?
Another fine day here in the Sunshine State of sweltering heat. But other than that, we're great. It's Florida.
Oh, I understand.
It's not hot out there in the desert.
No, not at all.
Never. Just dry. A little dry.
It's a dry heat.
You know? Hey, so that was some really great pictures you guys posted of the last section and the crew, some of the guys that built this thing and put all the hard work in. Some really great pictures. So now what?
Well, we have 10 more sites in the pipeline that we are going to be securing and getting things ready. And hopefully we're going to start on another site very soon.
Excellent. So that's 10 sites. And are you guys having any resistance getting permits and things now? Like, when you're trying to get this ball rolling, are they getting any hard time in any of these counties where these private lands is that you want to build up?
No, I don't think so. I don't think so. I think it was just a clerical error is why the the mayor issued the cease and desist work order, I think we got it figured out and we shouldn't have any more problems.
All right. Good. Now, I'm sure you guys are seeing a lot of support, but are you guys seeing any folks that are giving you a hard time? People actually coming down to the site and causing trouble at all? Has that happened at all?
No, not at all. Not at all. You know, everybody's been real supportive online. All the naysayers and the people that didn't believe it before, they're starting to believe and they're starting to say, wow, you guys did this and the American people did this and everybody who donated did this. And ultimately, Brian Colfage did this. So all the naysayers are they're not really saying a whole lot of anything.
Right. Because they saw action. They saw someone say something. They saw somebody do something. And they saw action. And now they're like, whoa. The only action we get from the left right now these days is violence and anti-American rhetoric. That's all I see. Seems that the left, they really hate this country. How do these people get this far to hate this country so much? That's a question I want. Americans, people my age and your age, Steve, that hate our country. They grew up the same time as we did. They learned the same history.
Oh, I know.
What do you?
It's ridiculous.
Unbelievable. It's
like
scary.
Bad Kool-Aid there and they drank it.
Some bad Kool-Aid. Don't drink the Kool-Aid. Now, what was it? Hey, Kool-Aid! Yeah, right? They're drinking this stuff. It's tainted with propaganda or something. I don't know. Hey, ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the show, the live feed, Dave Bray, DaveBrayUSA.com, ladies and gentlemen. Music on a Mission, the Storyteller Edition, out now. I believe Dave is working on some new music. Looking forward to hearing some of that stuff. Hopefully, I get some pre-stuff like the last album. They send me some cool clips that I can play before anybody else. That was really cool. If you were watching the race yesterday in the Poconos, Dave Bray opened up the day with the national anthem, ladies and gentlemen. Hallelujah. You know how many people watched that race yesterday from Pennsylvania, the Pocono Raceway? And there was Dave singing the national anthem. Great stuff. I want to say hello also to Denise Ledbetter. We got some good folks in the live feed tonight, Steve. So if folks want to also help out with We Build the Wall, how can we direct them? I'm going to type it right into this live feed. I know how to, but you could tell them, and I'm going to put the website in right now as you say it.
Yep, it is webuildthewall.us, or they can go straight to GoFundMe, and it's GoFundMe/the Trump Wall.
Build the Trump Wall. We build the wall. I'm a little slow on this technology, you know. Webuildthewall.us. And the other one was GoFundMe.
Yep. GoFundMe/the Trump Wall.
/the Trump Wall. Have you guys been getting any feedback from the president on this effort, or from anybody in Congress, or any of these politicians that are resisting the wall?
No, we haven't heard of any. I know that there's some congressmen that are all about it. They're, you know, they've tweeted out, hey, great job, stuff like that. But the Democrats, they're never going to say that.
No, you think that the people that walk around with armed guards and live behind walls would be like, yeah, we need a wall for protection. No, only for them. What's good for them is not good for you these days when you got these psycho leftists. They want to make it all for them and none for us. They want to take our guns, our free speech, and destroy our Constitution and our country with open borders. And you would think, like, after seeing this effort and seeing what their own constituents want, that they would come around. What do you think's holding them up from coming around? Do they just hate Trump, or do they hate America? Where do you think their hate lies, Steve?
Well, I think that they hate Trump, number one. And number two, we're closing off an avenue for drugs and potential voters and money.
Right. It's my guess that a lot of these people in Congress on the left must be getting lobbied by open border groups. It has to be. They have to, you know, hey, listen, we'll give you this much money for your campaign if you do this for us, you know? And
yeah,
it's pretty scary that leaders on the left would bow to the almighty dollar and let the hate of the president be more important than the love of the country. That's what I find scary.
It is.
The hate for Trump is greater than the love for the country. It's so the last section went up, and it was amazing to witness, but see the pictures and see the crew. The crew that built this wall and the company that built this wall, do you have anything you want to say about those guys?
Yeah, actually I do. The crew, Tommy Fisher's crew that did all the work, and then the guys that were on the ground for We Built the Wall, Mike, Foreman Mike, we call him. You know, all the security people that provided security for us. The owners of the property themselves, everybody. I mean, it was just a group effort, and everybody is amazing. I can't say enough about Foreman Mike and Tommy Fisher and all the guys from Fisher Industries. You know, the owner of the property and everybody involved with We Built the Wall. I mean, it's just an amazing thing. I've never been so proud to be part of anything as I am this.
Right. And the Fisher crew, those guys pretty much worked around the clock until it was done, right?
That's correct.
Or did they have a quitting time? Did they ever have like a quitting time? Okay, the whistle blows, we go get a burger and a beer. Or did these guys just keep working?
They were working 15, 16-hour days.
And it's nasty out there. It's dry. It looks so dang dry. I didn't see not one tree or one plant. Nothing but dirt and rock.
Yeah, when the wind kicked up, there was terrible dust storms. Terrible dust storms.
Right. You guys have, like, water trucks out there spraying water to keep dust down?
Yes, we had a couple of them.
Yeah, I can imagine. And it probably gets windy out there. Now, where the wall now ends, what's on the other side of each end where it ends right now?
Well, down at the bottom, they're going to put a chain link fence with a gate in it across the road. And up at the top, they're going to put a chain link fence that extends, I don't know what direction it would be, but it extends from where the wall ends at the top all the way along another road over to a set of train tracks.
Right. I saw Jim Benvie went up by the train tracks the other day. There was a train up there stopped or something. He ran up there with his truck. He was giving a tour of the wall. It was a pretty cool video that he put out. Is stuff like that going to happen as each section goes up? Someone going to give us a cool tour, drive up and down the wall, check out the road, look what we built? Because it was so exciting to see that stuff for me. It was like better than watching the World Series or the Stanley Cup or something. For me, it was like watching my favorite sport. He win.
Yeah, we're going to continue to give people tours and show them what's going on throughout the building process. I mean, we're going to keep everybody informed.
And what was Steve Bannon's role in all of this? And Sheriff Clark, what were those guys up to? They were just down there to show support, or did they have some part in this?
Oh, they're part of it. Sheriff Clark provides a lot of law enforcement perspective to the project. And Steve Bannon obviously provides a lot of political and guidance to the project. I mean, everybody has an integral part in the process.
Right. And it's fully legit. This project, folks, is fully legit. And I would love to hear what some of these leftists are saying as this announcement that, okay, this section is done. We did it. The Army Corps of Engineers said it couldn't be done. It's done. There you go. What do you say? You know, what are they saying now? Have you heard anything from the Army Corps of Engineers who said this could never be done? Or have they
No, I haven't. I haven't heard anything yet, but I'm sure we will.
Right. You almost want to invite them down. Hey, guys, come take a look at this. What you said couldn't be done. And, of course, not to put anything past the Army Corps of Engineers. I love our military members. God bless each and every one of them.
Oh, absolutely. They're great guys. Our Border Patrol, all of them. They're just awesome.
If they were going to be the ones doing that wall, though, the price would probably triple or quadruple what you guys have spent so far. How much of the donated money has been used so far? Because so many people are, like, so happy they donated and they're seeing stuff. And how much of their donations have been contributed so far to the building of this wall?
I think the final cost is right around $6.8 million. And that
wow.
is just what... That's what I heard.
All right. And it's about a mile long right now, that section. How long is it?
It is just short of a mile.
Just short of a mile, folks. And they did this like in a week. All right. So 6.8 million. So figure 7 million a mile. What was the estimate per mile that the federal government, I know they put that stat out. Do you happen to know that stat off the top of your head, what the, federal government was spending per mile? I heard it. It came out, but I can't remember it right now.
I think it was like $15 million.
Per mile. So he's doing it for half price. And way faster, and in places that were deemed impossible to build. That's amazing.
Yes, sir, it is. They actually tore down that mountain to put that fence up.
Yeah, folks, if you didn't hear the whole story, my friend Vicky's just tuning in on a live feed. We're talking with Steve Ronnebeck, Angel Father, and representative for We Build the Wall, WeBuildTheWall.us, if you want to contribute. And these guys were able to pull off just under a mile of wall in a little over a week for just under $7 million, half of what the federal government was going to pay to have the same wall built, maybe not as good of a wall with the technology and stuff, and the federal government's cost was double. And that would have been our tax dollars. I think folks are way more happy to donate $5, $10, $50, $100 to something like this because they actually see the results than using tax money. You know, I think the people like your guys' method so much better. Is that some of the feedback you've been getting? Like, we love this so much better than tax dollars. I bet you have, right?
Oh, absolutely. You know, the people that donated to this, they're just amazing people. They believed in it, they wanted it, and they donated to it. And, again, we are doing it cheaper and faster than what the government is. So the people who donate to what we're doing, they're going to be a lot happier with what we get done than what the government gets done.
Right. So, folks, if you're there in the live feed and you're just tuning in and you want to donate to go WeBuildTheWall.us, go to WeBuildTheWall.us, or you can go to the GoFundMe page, GoFundMe/ the Trump Wall. And donate directly to the GoFundMe account. What is the total now? Because I know you guys spent $7 million of the donated money. I know that at one point Brian had promised if he got to a certain level that he would if he didn't get to a certain level at a certain time that he would give people money back. And did he have to give some money back? Was there a time where he, you know, oh boy, now I got to give some of this money back to honor that promise? He did that, correct?
Yes, he did. I don't have the dollar amount that he gave back, but I think the total amount we've raised up until this date is over $24
million. Hallelujah. See? There you go, folks. This is your money working hard, making a difference. Now, there was a report that came out where it said armed cartel members came up and confronted the construction workers. Can you deny or confirm that to you know, put a nail in that coffin? Because that keeps going around. I want to know, you know, people to understand the truth of what happened there.
I do believe that is true. I'm not going to deny it happened because from what I heard, it did happen.
Right. And none of Big Mike's crew were there for that. That would be something that, because that's kind of getting confronted by armed citizens from another country is kind of, that's, these are acts of war that we're seeing in some of these, in some instances, for real. I actually saw one video, Steve, where about 1,000 armed men crossed through a private ranch in Texas with full backpacks and semi-automatic weapons. That's another one. I don't know how true it is. That could have been people walking anywhere. That could have been just a video in Nicaragua from the Contra affair 100 years ago, you know, back in the day, back in the 80s, Ollie North. Who knows? You never know if these videos that you see are the truth, if it's people just trying to fearmonger. Did you hear anything about that one? I don't know if that's true or not. I didn't really research it. I posted something about it, but did you hear 1,000 guys walking through a ranch in Texas armed?
I did not. I don't.
Seems like everybody would hear that.
Yeah, I mean, that would be a literal, that would be, the military would be on the border right now in force compared to what they are now.
Right.
I do know that we do have some cartel members that are armed that do cross over onto American soil.
Yes. Well, I did see the one video that was posted that is definitely legit. Was the armed cartel members ushering folks across the river. We know that that's happening. That's a fact. And, of course, I have to debunk that video because people shouldn't be spreading stuff like that if it's not true. So if you saw the video, folks, that said 1,000 people armed came across the border in a ranch in Texas, here's a guy that's down there every day now for a long time. Has not heard that. So that story is debunked and it's bullcrap. Just so everybody knows.
Well, and Mark,
1,000 Mexicans did not come into America. It was gaining
Mark,
steam. That story was gaining steam.
Now, Marianne, when you bring Marianne and the other parents on, they've got some information from for you that you really need to listen to and everybody needs to listen to.
Nobody else is on.
It's not.
Are they with you?
What's that?
Nobody else is in the queue. You're the only one that has called this evening. Are they with you there right now?
No, they are. I thought they were going to be in the queue.
I will send Marianne a message right now. And who else we need? Kion and Bobby?
Yep. And Michelle Roots.
I'll reach out real quick.
I don't want to spoil it for them, but if they don't come on, then I will. I'll go ahead and let you know what's going on.
All righty, I'm gonna. Here's Marianne now. She saw the last post. Let me see. Will you be calling in? There you go. I just sent that to Marianne. Will you be calling in? Where's Kion? There she is. Oh, no, that's Kira. Wrong one. That was close. I almost sent it to my friend Kira, a message. Are you coming on the show? She's like anti-anything politics at all. Where's Kion? She can't be that far buried on my list. I thought I just sent them a message. Well, I'll have to hit the search button. How about some of the other organizations that you're involved with, like the Ronnebeck Foundation and things like that? Are you guys still working on the billboards that you were talking about?
Yes, sir, we are. We are still raising money to do billboards, and we're still looking for billboard owners, companies, to donate maybe some time to us so that we can get pictures of our loved ones out.
Right. I think that's putting a face to the crisis is important, because a lot of people, they don't really, you know, when they see a face, it makes it more personal than if they just see, end the illegal immigration now, stop the crime, you know. Hey, Bobby's watching. Bobby, I just reached out to your wife. Maybe you guys want to call in. Steve says you guys have some information. You and Marianne and Miss Root, and I don't have her contact information yet, I don't think. I haven't talked or I got her friend request yet. So if, I don't know if they'll be calling. I sent Marianne a message, and she hasn't seen it yet. So we'll wait. We still got some time here in the episode. It's still halfway there. I'm going to do this real fast, ladies and gentlemen. Check it out. Oops, that's the wrong button.
Thank you for listening to Patriot Nation Radio, 347-637-3942.
Yep, we are talking with Steve Ronnebeck. WeBuildTheWall.us is cranking it out. They finished the first section of wall. They have 10 other sites getting ready to go into or under contract as we speak. I want to say hello to our folks in the live feed. My good friend out of Texas, Robert Nelson Jr. What's happening, Robert? Yeah, he's there in the live feed now. I spoke with him on the phone today. Overpassesforamerica.com, and check out Overpasses on Spreely. They're over there on Spreely right now. We're going to be getting ready to come up with the Overpasses for America crew. As we started, James Neighbors kicked off Overpasses for America in June, 6 years ago, and I kicked the Patriot Nation Radio off in July, 6 years ago. And 5 years running, we've done anniversary shows, because Overpasses started, Patriot Nation Radio started, and then that August, Patriot Nation Radio and Overpasses got together, and we started doing our first rallies as like a team. And I would take my radio show up on the Overpasses, Patriot Nation Radio on the Road show. And I do still do it from time to time. In fact, I went up, this time last year, we did a little event. I went up on an overpass, me and Deborah Guth and this young lady, Amanda. And we stood up there for 2 hours waving our flags. We had advertised the event for 3 weeks. So, folks, please look into the Overpass for America movement. June 14th, 2013 is their anniversary when they kicked off. And I'm like July 10th or something like that. 2013 was my first episode. So, you know, check out Overpasses. Check them out on Spreely. They do have a couple of group pages on Facebook still. Overpasses Deep South, Overpasses National. There's an event page, an event group still out there. So you can search them out. Overpasses for America, Overpasses National. There's a couple of different pages for them still up on Facebook, but they got hammered back in October when they purged all the conservatives off the Facebook, where they trashed like 800 sites in one day. Gone, you know, kind of crazy. Oh, we have somebody else. I'm gonna bring somebody else in. They got the same area code as you, Steve. I think that's Marianne, maybe, right? Ladies and gentlemen, I think this is Miss Marianne Mendoza, is that you?
That's me. How are you doing?
Good. Hello. Thanks again for coming on. I was chit-chatting here with Steve, and he said that you have something you want to bring up and tell the people. So here's your opportunity. Let us know what's up. Here, we got something breaking right now, folks. Marianne Mendoza, Angel Mom, and representative from WeBuildTheWall.us. She's out there with these guys for the whole build. And we just saw the last piece go up. Great pictures. What do you got to say? What do you got to tell the folks, Marianne?
Well, as Angel families and some of our friends were heading home from El Paso at the airport, we were witnessing, you know, illegal aliens having a special line at TSA that they go through, and no photo ID, no going through the metal detectors, no having their bags x-rayed. And so we, you know, started asking questions, and some of us did. And, well, actually, one of them was a flight attendant who was experiencing this, so she was able to ask more questions. And they were told, you know, this is the way it's been happening for quite a while. We just found out a little bit ago from one of the airlines that they're pre-screened off-site, and that's why they don't have to go through any of the scrutiny that Americans do at the airport. However, I don't care who screens you off-site, and I don't even care if it's DHS. There's TSA policies in place, and every one of us have to go through those, and who knows what could be happening in between DHS and coming to the airport. But the biggest thing is they don't have any photo ID, and TSA said their boarding passes rarely match the asylum paperwork that they have in their possession, and they've just quit asking them to see it because they're just too tired of arguing with them anymore. Then you fast forward to getting on flights. These illegal aliens have priority boarding at the gate. So a paying American customer has to wait until all these illegals get on the plane. They take up all the overhead baggage area, so Americans are now having to check their bags in at the gate. So an Angel mom was stuck on a plane on the tarmac for 4 hours with over 50 illegal aliens on the flight. A child was projectile vomiting. They kept him on the plane for another hour and a half till they took the plane back to the gate and removed the child from the plane. He was taken by ambulance to the hospital. Eventually, the flight was canceled. Everybody had to get off the plane. They had to go back to the gate a second time. When they got off, all the illegals were processed before the Americans, 50-plus, to get their reticketing. The airline took care of them first. And the next morning when she showed back up at the airport, that illegal mother and her sick child who had gone to the hospital were back waiting to get on the next flight that she was on again. The Brian Terry family, they were on their way home. They had an illegal child throwing up the whole flight. The Angel mom who was on the flight with the child projectile throwing up, she's not urgent care today because she has a very high fever and blisters showing up all over the side of her mouth. So she's in urgent care to find out what's wrong with her. We have another supporter who is with us, who she's been at home all day today with extreme stomach issues after being on a flight surrounded by over 50 illegals. None of them could speak English. Folks,
they're bringing disease.
You and I are paying for these flights, and you and I are paying for these people to be treated as first-class citizens, and you are now second-rate citizens at an airport. This is happening at McAllen Airport, too. And we've got Andy Biggs, Matt Gaetz, Steve King from Iowa, and John Joyce from up in Pennsylvania, and I'm hoping to get Louis Gohmert involved. We're going to have them ask DHS, where did the directive come for TSA not to deal with these people and screen them like they do with Americans? What is the what is the official paperwork showing how these people are being redistributed throughout the United States? What safety measures are in place for these people to get on a plane? And the last thing is, what health analysis is being done on these people before they're put on planes and affecting American citizens with God knows what disease or what illness they have?
Right. So now we have a child on a plane. Hello, Melinda Henry Oporto is in the live feed. She's doing some great reporting. We got folks being given preferential treatment over Americans. I say this all the time now on the show, folks. The Constitution no longer applies to American citizens. It applies only to illegal aliens and their families. They get let go at DWI stops. They're getting out of jail early. They're having speedy trials. Meanwhile, we got American patriots who they abuse in the jail system, pound on them, stretch their trials out, break them, bankrupt them, and destroy their lives. Not illegal immigrants, because they're living under the protections of the Constitution. Americans, not so much.
Well,
it's
and these flight attendants, who are down in El Paso, they'll work the flights going to El Paso, but the flights coming out of El Paso, they don't want to be on them. They're going to start calling in sick. And the pilots need to go on strike and not fly these planes. When there's so many of these illegals, they're not properly vetted. We don't know what diseases they're carrying. They're putting them, three adults in a row, on each side of the aisle, have a child on their lap. FAA rules claim, state that you can only have one child per row because of oxygen mask issues. The flight attendants are so frustrated because these people don't speak English. They cannot say to them, get up out of your seat. We need to move you somewhere else. They're just so frustrated. They're just leaving them all in those rows. They're now putting American lives in danger because of the flight conditions and the frustration of the flight attendants and everybody on that plane having to deal with them.
Now, would you be able to say what airline that is?
It's happening on American Airlines, it's happening on Delta Airlines, and it's happening on United Airlines.
So the big three. So they have it, folks.
None of the folks flew out on Southwest, so I don't know what's happening there. But I do know at McAllen Airport in Texas, the same thing's going on. They get priority boarding. They board before American citizens. They even board folks before veterans and active military. They get on the planes before our active military and our veterans.
Unbelievable. It's unbelievable.
Yeah.
So, folks, if you feel so inclined, I'm not saying do it. I'm not saying you should do it. But if you feel like you need to do it, call these people at the airlines and say, hey, what are you doing? Why are you doing this to America? What is the payoff for the airlines? I bet for them, each illegal alien that sits in a seat, they get three times the money for that seat. I guarantee it. The only way they would do that is if they're getting three times the price for that seat. It's all about the money.
Well, and now we found out, too, through some people who work for the airline industries, that there is a travel agency in Brazil who is paying, issuing these tickets to all these Brazilians. They're flying them into Juarez. They get to Juarez, and they've been told, don't go through the ports of entry and claim asylum because you won't get all the freebies. Cross the river, claim asylum. You'll get many more freebies that way. And then when they get to El Paso, two travel agencies, one in Charlotte and one in Savannah, have issued them all tickets to go to Boston. So the Brazilians are flying from Brazil to Juarez, crossing the river, and they already have tickets paid and provided for them to go to Boston. The Hondurans and Ecuadorians are getting tickets to go to Miami. A lot of the Mexicans are going to Atlanta. I mean, there's certain destinations that they're all going, but, you know, we've got some people looking into who's providing these tickets from Brazil and then providing them tickets to Boston, because this isn't the government. They're already prepaid by somebody, and I guarantee you it's somebody like George Soros or the ACLU or Pueblos Sin Fronteras. Somebody's providing this money and providing these tickets for these people to come into our country.
This is horrific what's happening here. And I also have on the line Hayan and Mike and Bobby, Michael. And I'll bring that – uh-oh, what happened? I'm bringing them in right now. Welcome to the show, Kayan and Bobby. Say hello to Marianne and Steve. I know you guys probably just said hello not long ago, but say hello again.
And they can tell you what happened on their flight.
Yeah. So – you were listening to Mary Ann tell us what happened on at the airport where she was boarding. You guys got something to say, too, about getting on the planes? You saw something as well.
Well, first of all, how are you doing? It's good to hear from you again.
Good, hello. Yes, ma'am.
Well, we had the same thing happening on our flight.
Yeah, it was
out of El Paso, and we were on United Airlines. There were a lot of illegals, and the way you can identify them so that people don't think that we're racially profiling is they all have these manila envelopes, and they have instructions on them, telling them, you know, asking for help, and they have whatever they use. They don't use identification, as Mary Ann said. Whatever the paperwork has, which I've overheard people saying that they were false asylum documentation. However, I haven't seen it. I haven't seen what's in the envelope, but whatever They're not using identification. They're not going through security. And I can tell you, on our way to El Paso, my buddy, who's a veteran, retired veteran of 20 years, was patted down like a criminal. And it was really bad. And it was so bad that I was trying to get my phone out to film that, because it just should never happen. Normally we go through TSA. We have the pre-check. Because he's retired, he's already been vetted. I mean, 20 years. What else do they want? But that he was really patted down in a very dishonorable, disgusting way. It was overdone. So there was a lot of activity with us going up to El Paso. With us leaving out of El Paso, there was a lot of illegals. We left 8 o'clock in the morning. The lines to go through TSA, we were in line for a while. They never went through TSA checkpoint. We went around. And if you acquire the airline stewardess, any of the TSA people, the ones who are willing to say something, they really don't say much. Not to us anyway. They don't give us much information. They didn't give us much information. They're giving them water where we're not able to take water through. They just walk right on. I don't know how they take them around TSA, in other words. So we're waiting to board our plane. And once again, the illegal male with a child that has first class seating. And here we are. Once it takes me off, I'm upset because our family, like so many, like all other military families, United States military families, sacrificed. My husband was away from our children for 6 months at a time, serving this nation, protecting this nation.
We just celebrated Memorial Day. And
yeah.
You know, think about the sacrifices. Why we celebrate Memorial Day, folks? I've been saying this. This is somebody said this to me. I forget who, but be the American that deserves that sacrifice. You know what I mean?
Well,
those guys
usually,
put their life on the line.
Usually, if there's two seats available in a first class, it would go to the person who signed up to be on a waiting list for first class, and they should go down the line of Americans to be upgraded to first class and not put an illegal alien and his son sitting in first class. That's just absolutely disgusting and a slap in every American's face, and especially a veteran and his wife.
And they're actually boarding before veterans and active military. Anytime I go on a flight, usually veterans and active military are the first ones on.
Not anymore. It seems like a lot of that has changed, and I don't know how long ago it's changed, Mark, but something is wrong. Our system has failed us. Anytime you find out that illegal aliens are being placed in priority seating prior to Americans, unacceptable.
And we can't afford priority seating. We cannot afford first class tickets because we worked hard on them. We've had to put our children through college. We've had to raise our children. We've had to pay bills. We've had to save for retirement, just like every other American. And you can tell that they've never been on a plane. They don't know how to buckle a seatbelt. So it's not about race, but this is just an outcry. It's happening over and over again, and they don't look well. You can tell that they are not healthy. So I will be at urgent care tomorrow to get checked because I have a grandson that we keep our grandson during the day, and I want to make sure. Hey, and I shouldn't have to go through that because who's going to pay my copay?
Now
we have to pay that.
I wonder now if people are getting sick because of these illegal immigrants who are bringing these diseases and illnesses into our country. Is somebody liable for those who get sick because of this scourge on our country? if someone gets bubonic plague and dies, who's liable for that? I hear like things like the plague are coming into the country, things that have been eradicated from the country years ago are now here again. There's flesh-eating bacteria on some of these people. There's scabies and lice and all of this type of stuff. And hepatitis A is now making a resurgence. We have here in Florida, they're telling us, wash your hands all the time. Prevent Hep A. Huh? What the heck is that?
I realize that these Border Patrol facilities are overwhelmed, but this is no reason to be rushing them out of there and putting them on planes before we know how sick and what diseases these people have. This is exposing thousands, hundreds of thousands of Americans every day to whatever they've got, sitting on a plane with recirculated air, and it's just going to keep getting worse. And we already have two families that are sick because of it, just on two different planes.
Right.
How many other people are getting sick and not correlating why they are sick?
It's crazy. And I just took a flight, and it was on Frontier Airlines, and I don't know if Frontier is involved in this, but we got stuck on the tarmac in a recycled aeroplane for an hour and a half on the way up and 2 hours on the way down. So I had 3.5 hours delay stuck in a plane. Who knows if Frontier is doing this? So that means, and they're not disinfecting the flight. The flight pulls in, people get off, they pick up some trash, and people get on. There's no disinfecting happening. So if you're in a plane that just had 50 illegal aliens that were sick, and now you're getting on right on it, you're in danger. I cannot believe that the government's not speaking up about this. I cannot believe that the citizens aren't screaming about this. I was having this discussion with my wife the other day, and she's like, "You're so passionate about all this stuff." And I said, "Well, everybody should be. If you're not pissed off, you're half the problem. We as Americans have got to put a stop to this somehow, some way. I don't know how else. Maybe we got to do like, I remember they did Hands Across America, where everybody held hands and they tried to go across the whole country. Let's do Hands Across the Border. Everywhere that people are, they should hold hands and block the border and stop this mess. We need to stop this. We need this to end. This is ridiculous what's happening in this country with this illegal alien invasion. It's an invasion, folks, and they are criminals. I don't care what anybody says. If that offends you that I'm calling these people criminals and illegal aliens, then you might want to find a different show, because I'm never going to stop until it stops. These people that we're talking to right now, folks, Kion and Bobby, Marianne Mendoza, and Steve Ronnebeck's family members have been permanently separated from them by illegal alien crime. They've been fighting this fight for so long so that their children's deaths are not in vain. Folks, it's our job to fight to save our country. Look what our forefathers did over a 3% tax on tea. For Christ's sakes, they had enough. They tried to, hey, look, 1775, the British attempt to confiscate the guns from these rebels that just wanted to live free. And we had a revolution. Folks, we're being invaded. Make a call. Send an email. Create a radio show and have people on to talk and that are experiencing it.
When you know,
I don't have money.
About American Airlines.
I send emails. I make phone calls. I do radio shows. I talk all the time till I'm blue in the face and people can't take it anymore. And they say, when are you going to stop? When you make a phone call, when you send an email, when you do something. I'll shut up. Maybe.
On Twitter, Mark, about American Airlines. And I have people challenging, telling me, you're lying. This would never happen. Where's an article to prove your point? We don't have articles because it's not out in the mainstream media. We're trying to get it out there. This is eyewitness accounts by angel families. And this one woman said, somebody asked me to follow you, but until you tell me more about the story and what your source is, I'm not going to follow you. And I said, this is Eyewitness Accounts by Angel Families, and please don't follow me if you're going to ask ridiculous questions, because I have no reason to lie to my fellow Americans. I am out there trying to find out the truth, as every one of the other, these other angel families are on this call. We are trying to find the truth out for you people and let you know what your government is hiding from you, what's happening behind the scenes. We're boots on the ground. We are getting stuff done, and we're trying to educate America. And please don't doubt us, because none of us have a reason to lie about anything. None of us.
Right, right. There was one person that was questionable, I heard, but and they're not on the show this evening, and things are moving in a different direction. But the folks that I've been speaking to, we know are legit. Laura Irish Wilkerson is another one. She's a fine friend and fan of the show.
Yes.
And Jameel Shaw. Jameel Shaw's got his own radio show also on Blog Talk Radio. They've been speaking out. Jameel Shaw is actually the first person I spoke to about this illegal immigrant crime wave that is killing American children. And then Steve was second. And I believe that the message that you guys have is so important. Close the border, build the wall, save our children. I believe the section that you guys participated in and were a big part of is already going to save lives. And if you save
There hasn't been one crossing in that area in 10 days, Mark. Not one crossing.
And that was a popular spot,
too. Yeah.
In that same spot, hundreds a day, and now nothing in 10 days. See?
Mm-hmm.
And I heard, was it you, Kion, that told me some guys walked up? Somebody told me. Some illegals walked up and they were like, oh, my God, there's a wall here. And they turned around and walked away.
Oh, yeah, they didn't. I don't think they realized that there was an actual wall. And I'm not sure how they didn't know, but you could tell by the stop that they made that they didn't recognize or they didn't realize that there was actually something to stop them crossing. So the great thing is working. It was working before the wall was even completed. And I think we noticed that the first day we were there.
And, you know, we've got to keep this project going. We've got 10 more sites that have been picked out. And God bless the fellow Americans who donated to We Build the Wall, .us. Go there, donate again. We've got 10 more sites. We are going to keep this phenomenal project going, and we're going to thumb our noses at Congress and D.C. and the swamp, and we're going to tell them, we don't need you to take care of us. You know, pretty soon it's going to get to the point where why are we even paying taxes? Because our taxes are paying their salaries, and they're doing absolutely nothing for the money that we work so hard for and pay taxes out of to pay their salary. They're not providing anything for us that's bettering our lives or protecting us. They're spending all of their time and all of our hard-earned money for their salaries to fight a president who's the only man who's had the guts in how many decades to stand up to this.
Hey, I got in the queue now, I believe it's Melinda Oporto from California, and they've been reporting on the flights also for a while, and I'm bringing her in. She's got some information. Is that you, Melinda?
Yeah, can you hear me?
We can hear you loud and clear. Now, you heard us talking about these flights and these airplanes, and they're saying that they witnessed the United, American, and Delta. What are you guys seeing out in California?
Well, the flights that are coming in here is they're private chartered flights called World Atlantic and Swift Air. And Amy just read about the Swift Air. What did it say about it?
It's a luxury private first
class
air service.
Private first class air service. These planes are chartered from $30,000 to $40,000 an hour. And we're getting them in here to San Diego three times a week, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. You know, we can't get a count, but they fill up three buses. So however many people can fit on a bus.
This is Amy. The plane holds 155 people. There's about 8 to 10 first-class seats in the front and they're saying they're, you know, letting San Diego know that there's about 135 on each plane that are coming in, but the plane holds 155.
Well, and DHS is contracting for these planes to transport them there.
So they have these people from DHS going on TV. They have folks from DHS going on the news and talking about the crisis and what they're trying to do. Yet they will not. They don't even talk about the planes. They don't talk about any of this. How do we get these folks? Maybe we got to call them. We got to call DHS.
The money that they spend on those flights, they could build a whole wall. The money that they're spending right now on all of these flights and taking care of these illegals and providing this preferential treatment for them could be building our wall, and Congress doesn't give a shit. Sorry for my language, but they don't. They'd rather spend the money to transport them around on these chartered airplanes and treat them like first-class citizens with every more rights than we have. And this money could be allocated to the wall and our border security.
People.
Yes.
Hear this, folks. Ladies and gentlemen, hear this. Hear this. This is the real deal. Our tax dollars are flying these people around on luxury planes that are flying into San Diego Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. They're flying out of Arizona. They're flying out of Texas. United, American, Delta. Did you say Southwest?
I haven't heard anything about Southwest.
You know what? What's going on with Southwest is we followed a van from one of the shelters, the migrant shelters, and it had a man and a teenage boy on it. They took them to the airport with no kind of legal ID other than a printed out piece of paper from Border Patrol, and they boarded Southwest Airlines and God knows where. But these people are coming in on these planes with diseases. We have over 120 that are quarantined in hotels here in San Diego right now.
Wow.
And let me, one more thing. The buses that are picking them up from the airplanes, the drivers and the second security in the buses are wearing medical masks.
It's crazy.
Disgusting.
And think about it. You got pilots, all kinds of people at airports that work there, bus drivers, bus station workers. How come they're not saying nothing? What is going on? How come people are just going, okay, and going along for the ride? I don't understand. Is it that they're just so blind, they don't know, they're only got their head in the sand, and they're just going to work? I don't know. What do you think is the problem, Steve?
You know, this is Amy again. I just want to say something really quickly, and this is nothing to be against Trump, and I'm not against Trump, and I'm not saying – I'm just stating factual evidence that when
where
I did
the hell
some research on – when I did some research on World Atlantic, the guy who owns it, his name is Thomas Romero, and he's the CEO and owner of this private charter company. And he's been in business, you know, lots of different businesses for over 25 years. And about 14 years ago, he was involved with Trump Tower LLC. So I don't know if it's, you know, being chartered through Trump or, you know, because they know each other and they're just trying to, you know, help him make money, or I don't know what's happening. But he did have ties to our president with Trump Tower LLC.
Well, being that he's a luxury airliner, maybe Trump chartered his plane sometime or something, maybe back in the day. Who knows?
I don't know what the ties are with that company.
Right.
But I did. I went down my rabbit hole that I usually do.
Hey, you know,
that's
Bill Clinton,
okay.
Bill Clinton flew on Lolita Express with Mr. Epstein and went to Pedophile Island over 28 times.
Right.
No one says nothing about that.
Yeah.
You know?
Yep.
It's crazy. It's unbelievable what's happening. So what I want to do real fast is I want to go down the line here and give everybody an opportunity to tell about your organization or how they can follow you, find you, watch your videos, and get your reporting. So we'll start right with our last guest on, Lisa and Melinda. Tell folks if they want to watch your videos and hear your reporting where they can find you guys.
You can find us both on Facebook, Amy Sutton, S-U-T-T-O-N, or Melinda Henry Oporto, myself. So you can find us on Facebook all day, every day. Mark, thank you so much for the time that you spend on this. You know, you really, really are an amazing, amazing a talk show host. I call you a talk show host. you're boots on the ground. You're boots on the ground. You're doing your part for sure.
It's all I got. It's all I can do. I don't have the money to travel and stuff. So hey, it's a good avenue. I've been getting away. People need to know the truth, and I thank you so much for the compliment. And do you have a website or anything that folks can head to follow you, Mary Ann?
We're at angelfamilies.com, and we can always use the donations to keep us on the road traveling. I mean, you know, none of us have a whole lot of money, but our goal is to be in D.C. at you know, important hearings, to get out on the ground and get to the border and get some reporting to you. So angelfamilies.com, and, of course, WeBuildTheWall.us is, Steve and I are on the advisory board, and we're always, you know, looking for more money to fund that and keep the American wall going.
Yes, indeed. Kion, Bobby, you have a website or a donation site or something that you guys want to promote? Or has Mary Ann covered it? That you could go right now and let us know.
Yeah, it would be the same website, angelfamilies.com. Mary Ann covered it already.
Yes, indeed. And, of course, the Rhonda Beck Foundation and all these other organizations that are doing wonderful things with supporting families, angel families, and they have groups and organizations that are just doing marvelous work. I want to thank all you guys for coming on. Steve, do you want to promote anything?
You know, just the great Rhonda Beck Foundation. You know, we need help with travel expenses, obviously, and getting those billboards up. And then, of course, the big one is WeBuildTheWall.us. We've got 10 new sites in the pipeline, and we need help to get them built.
They have it, folks. That's WeBuildTheWall.us, AngelFamilies.com, the Rhonda Beck Foundation. Look for Melinda Henry Oporto, Lisa.
Amy.
Say Lisa Joe this time. Was it Lisa Joe this time? She's got two
it's
sites.
Amy
I'm
Sutton.
Not sure which one. Oh, Amy Sutton. Sorry. Amy Sutton. I'm so sorry. Amy. So sorry. Please forgive me. I talked to so many folks about this issue, you know, so many folks. So look for Amy Sutton, look for Melinda Porto, look for us all. Find us, share our pages, share. This is a serious situation, folks. We've got diseased, sick people flying around in our planes. They get off the plane, and then you get on. They don't sanitize these planes, ladies and gentlemen. That's just one thing. Amongst many others. I want to thank all you guys for coming on the show tonight. Thank you so much. It means the world.
Thank you for having us, Mark.
Thank
your
you.
Your message is important. And thank you so much
thank
for being
Mark.
Out there on the line, staying on this and just keeping in the fight. It's so important. We got to save the country. What's up, son? My son's here. Say hi. Freshly back from Taekwondo. All right, well, again, I want to thank all you guys for coming on the show. I'm gonna talk a little bit about my upcoming schedule, and then going to play the Star Spangled Banner. We're going to wrap up the show. I am working on right now getting Roger Stone on the show. I know you guys keep hearing this all the time. I have now sent out another email. It looks like he may be joining us on the 13th of June. And on the 10th, I'm trying to line something up, something real big for the 10th. I'm still waiting on the confirmation. and the show is rolling along. We have plenty of things coming up. There are some events coming up this weekend in D.C. Americans for Legal Immigration PAC with William Gein is holding an event in D.C. on the 8th. He actually asked me to come up and be a speaker, but I can't. It's that last second. It's this weekend. They asked me 2 days ago. So they're going down there on the 8th, and there's all kinds of events always happening. Just look around on the Facebook pages, and you'll find them. And with that, I want to just say thank you all for tuning in, and please join me as we do our infamous friend Dave Bray, DaveBrayUSA.com, Music on a Mission, the Storyteller Edition. You can get this very version of the Star-Spangled Banner for your very own self and listen to it anytime you like. Plus, there's other songs. He does Amazing Grace, Into the Fire, Freedom Rings, and other great songs. Last Call was one of the best videos I ever seen. It's just so touching. But with that, folks, I want to say goodnight. God bless you. God bless America. This is the Star-Spangled Banner performed by Dave Bray, DaveBrayUSA.com. Music on a Mission, the Storyteller Edition, out now. Let's do this. Right, folks, there it is. I want to say thanks again for tuning in. It's been another episode of Patriot Nation Radio Show. Be sure to tune in this Thursday, 8 p.m. Eastern. Stacey Barth is going to join us. She was there at the Murrieta bus blockade back in like 2013 or something, 2014. They blocked the buses in Murrieta County, California. She'll be live with us this Thursday talking about this same crisis because it's so important. The word has to get out nonstop. Stacey Barth. This Thursday, right after Conservative Perspective, with my good friend James Bostic. I heard you two nights a week, Tuesdays and Thursdays, 7 p.m. Don't miss it. Until we meet again, folks, this Thursday, 8 p.m., thank you. Thank you, Melinda. Thank you, Amy. Thank you, Steve. Thank you, Marianne, Bobby, and Kayan. Thank you guys so much. God bless you all. Until we meet again, peace.